stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to this IBM DB2 Utilities Best Practices Clinic. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, for opening remarks and introductions, I would like to turn the call over to Sally Tuscany. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, thank you very much. On behalf of Lori Butcherelli, I would like to welcome you to the IBM DB2 Utilities Best Practices Clinic. This utilities topic was one of the most requested from the customer surveys that we've conducted. Following today's clinic, we will also be sending out questionnaires to build our clinic topics for the future. We take the responses to these questionnaires very seriously, so please take the time to respond and let us know your thoughts. Today, we are so pleased to have Jim Ruddy discussing the DB2 Utilities Suite. As a senior developer for the DB2 Utilities, we welcome his valuable insight. Jim is responsible for design and enhancements such as online reorg, parallelism for rebuild index, inline statistics, online load, and the DB2 family crossloader, and rec support for DB2 for ZOS and OS390. Following Jim, we will have Romy Alberico discussing DB2 administration tool and automation tool and recent enhancements that have been made to support DB2 version 8. Romy is a senior IT specialist with IBM. At the end of this presentation, we will have a live Q&A session. This will be an opportunity to ask Jim and Ruddy any specific questions you may have. Thank you for your time and interest, and we hope you find this teleconference informative. And now over to Jim Ruddy.
Thank you, Sally. So I'm glad to have everybody here and listening to what we've got to say. If you tuned in last year at this time, we do have a couple more best practices that we've added to our list. And hopefully you'll find what I have to say today informative. So let's move on past the title page onto the major points covered. We're going to talk about some best practices. I'm going to move very quickly through the enhancements that we made in version 5 and version 6. We found that there's some customers who have moved to our products in the last couple of years that may not realize some of the things that we added several years ago. So I want to touch on those. I'm going to spend more time on version 7 this year than I did in the first conference last year. We discovered that many, many customers wanted to hear more detail about version 7, so we're going to make sure that we do that. I'm going to spend quite a bit of time on version 8 and talk about what our strategy is with relationship to DB2 on ZOS. Let's move on to the first best practices page. We're going to talk about copy, recover, and quiesce. To get your best performance out of copy, we recommend that you run with parallel, the parallel keyword. That gives us the opportunity of making as many image copies concurrently as possible. So since copy is pretty much I/O bound and not CPU bound, we can get an awful lot of activity done at the same time. We also recommend that you run with check page yes. This gives you an indication if something has gone wrong within DB2 and we've had some page corruptions. You don't want to be finding this out at a recover time. It's a lot better to find it out at image copy time. For recover, we also recommend that you use the parallel keyword. The parallel keyword has not just the advantage of applying the image copies in parallel, but it also has some new code paths compared to earlier releases of recover. In that if your image copies are stored on tape, the new code will automatically retain the tape cartridge within the same drive and not cause it to be dismounted and remounted. It's also important for you to have enabled fast log apply in your DB2 system. This is a ZParm that your system programmer has to set. We have heard from people in the field that if they use a large buff null for both copy and recover, that they have seen some significant performance improvements. We have not been able to duplicate that same circumstance in the lab. So we haven't changed what our default number is. So if you're seeing a performance that you think isn't quite adequate for you, we recommend that you try that. When you run quiesce, unless you have a specific need for all your pages to be flushed out to your DASD datasets, we recommend that you use write no instead. Write yes is the default, and if you don't specify anything, that's what you'll get. And your quiesce time will be fairly significantly elongated if you use write yes. Let's move on to the next page with load and reorg. With load, we recommend that you always run log no and with keep dictionary. Unless you have a table space that has never had a dictionary built, or unless you think that there's been a significant change to the characteristics of the data, there's no reason to be building a new dictionary. With version 7, we recommend that you use load partition parallelism so that we can get as much work done in the same amount of time as possible. It gives us a much better capability of building indexes in parallel as opposed to running multiple load jobs on different partitions. We end up with some conflicts when we're building the NPIs, especially if you're running in a data sharing environment. We recommend that you use both inline copy and inline statistics. From our benchmarks, we've seen that you can get both of these done within about the same amount of time as a normal load. We recommend that you always use index parallelism so that we can be building those indexes concurrently as much as possible. We have similar kinds of recommendations for reorg. There's a couple in here that are unique to reorg, and I'm not going to go over the other ones. We recommend that you use sort data to use a table space scan and then a sort. The benchmarks that we've run show that you can get better performance with sort data as long as your data is less than 95% clustered. Rule of thumb is that if your data is better than 95% clustered, you don't need to run reorg to begin with. So we don't see any reason that, at least for performance reasons, that you would want to run without sort data. If you really want to improve the elapsed time of your reorg, we recommend that you run with no sysrec. That avoids an awful lot of I.O. that reorg would have to do. If you decide to take advantage of this for reorg share level none, we recommend that you take an image copy just prior to the reorg. If something were to go wrong in the reorg with no sysrec, it's not restartable, and you'll be in a recovery situation. So let's move on to the next page with online reorg. This is on top of the recommendations that we've already made on reorg and load. With reorg share level change, we recommend that you always run with timeout term. And that means that if the online reorg cannot successfully drain your readers or writers, you have long-running units of work or whatever, rather than leaving the table spaces in some type of utility state, we can automatically drive the termination of the utility and your data will be fully available. We found that the number of customers have better success getting the readers and writers drained if we drain everything all at once, rather than our default of first draining the writers, catching up with the log, and then draining the readers. It will be somewhat application dependent on how that works. We recommend that for your max RO value, that you do not exceed the lock timeout ZPARM value. By default, DB2 ships this as 60 seconds. Now, our current default is much larger than that. We recommend that you do not run with our current default. We recommend that you use the drain wait capabilities. This gives us a better chance of coping with long-running units of work so that if we can't get a drain on, say, an index or a particular partition, we can release the drains that we've already done, go back to processing log records, and then try again later. The amount of time that we recommend you do not exceed on the drain wait value is your lock timeout ZPARM. Again, this is 60 seconds by default. For the number of times that you retry, by default, we recommend that you use the utility lock timeout multiplier, which is another ZPARM. This is set at 6 by default when we ship DB2. Now, for your retry wait value, we recommend that the value you pick here is somewhere between the drain wait value and the product of drain wait and reply. Now, if you have a very large drain wait and a very large retry value, I would recommend that your retry wait be be no greater than your grain weight value. If your grain weight value is fairly small, 10 seconds or less, then I would recommend that you use the product. And you may have to do some tuning based on the way that your applications perform in your company. Let's move on now to rebuild, check, and run stats, kind of the last ones that we really need to talk about in terms of specific utilities. With rebuild, as with load and reorg, we recommend that you run with sort keys so we can be building indexes in parallel. If you're rebuilding just an NPI, we can be scanning the partitions in parallel, doing a lot of sorting in parallel, and then do the merge and the index build at the back end. We recommend that anytime you do a rebuild that you run with inline statistics so that the optimizer has the best chance of picking optimal access paths based on the current condition of the index. With check data, we recommend in a lot of cases that you run with log no, particularly if you're running reorg with a discard capability on tables which are referentially related. The tables will be put in check pending, and you'll need to run check data at the end. If there are significant children rows which have become orphans, there can be a significant logging activity. If you have a very busy system, the log activity can become a bottleneck in your system. So if you can avoid that, you can be seeing a much less impact on your entire system. We wouldn't expect that check data would run significantly faster unless you are already into a log contention situation. With run stats, we recommend that you run share level change. There doesn't seem to be any real reason to run share level reference. In most cases, the amount of data that you have and the amount of change that might occur while run stats runs is not significant to make any access path changes. So let's move on to sorting. We do our testing with DFSort because it's an IBM product. What we've discovered with some other sort products is that they're not always installed as reentrant, and the storage required will limit the degree of parallelism that we can do when we're building indexes. So we recommend that if you're using a non-DFSort product that you make sure that it has been installed with the reentrant option. We recommend that you follow DFSort tuning recommendations to use hyperspaces and data spaces. There are similar types of install options on the other sort products. DFSort prefers fewer large sort work data sets. Other products seem to prefer more smaller work data sets. Now, in some cases, we're now seeing that DFSort is also preferring more sort work data sets so that they can balance their I/O. So you may need to do a little tuning with that. When we get to the end, we do have a reference on recommendations for DFSort tuning that I'll refer to. So let's move on to version 5. Version 5 was the release where we delivered online reorg and inline copy. We made some significant enhancements to load and reorg, provided sampling for run stats, the ability for copy to automatically determine should you get an incremental copy or a full copy. We implemented BSAM striping, but it turned out that the way that the utilities use work files, that the BSAM striping did not give us the kind of performance boost that we had hoped for. We have seen no more than a 5% in our